This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show.
Steve Malloy is my guest right now. He's the author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. He is the founder of JunkScience.com. Mr. Malloy, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
I'm here, Chris. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Almost like a Verizon commercial there for a second. Okay, so let's talk about how overreaching this EPA has been.
Sure. For the last 8 years, the Obama administration has allowed EPA to abuse science, and in the course of that, they virtually wiped out the coal industry. You know, 90% of the market value of the coal industry was destroyed by what is in essence, fraudulent science. And that's what I talk about in my book, Scare Pollution.
Yeah, let me focus in on that, because I was talking earlier, a buddy of mine appeared on the Bill Maher program, where the left wing is going crazy because of an EPA regulation that was rolled back by President Trump. And now they're alleging that, Mr. Trump is paving the way for companies, coal companies, to dump toxic waste into the nation's rivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, what you're talking about is the so-called stream protection rule. There already are rules to protect streams from surface mining, and all President Trump did was, or what Congress did was roll back an EPA rule that is not designed to protect streams so much as is designed to, you know, ban coal mining.
Yeah, exactly, and that dovetails in exactly what I wanted to talk to you about is there's a Salcedo Show axiom that says this: it's best not to give the federal government more power lest it be abused. Any government more power, right, lest it be abused. Right. You may trust the guy who's yielding the power when that law or that regulation is implemented, but the next guy might use it to destroy, which Barack Obama was the poster child for this. The Water Act, the Clean Water Act, he abused by saying that a puddle on somebody's land after a rain was a waterway. I mean, it got that absurd. Yes,
that's right. Oh, for sure. And what President Trump wants to do is not reduce environmental protection, but move responsibility back for environmental protection back to where it belongs, to the states. You know, the environment is mostly a local issue. President Trump wants to shrink the EPA down to, very much smaller size than it is now, focusing on, you know, maybe some interstate issues and international issues, but, you know, leaving local environments to local governments and people where, you know, everyone can be accountable to each other.
Steve Malloy, my guest right now, author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. He's also the founder of JunkScience.com. Let me ask you about the man-made global warming.
Sure.
I call it theory because it is a fine theory. It is just as valid in my mind anyway as the theory that the sun has something to do with the global temperature. CO2 has been demonized and has been declared by the federal government as a pollutant. Would you give me the science? Is CO2 what we exhale out of our bodies? Is that a
Is that a pollutant? If there was no CO2, and I've heard environmentalists say we shouldn't have any CO2. If there was no CO2, we would all be dead.
Mm-hmm. What? Now, explain this.
No science. Plant life. I mean, go ahead.
There's a science behind what you're saying. If there was no CO2, and by the way, the vast majority, folks, of CO2 on the planet is naturally occurring and not emitted by man or by cow flatulence or anything of the kind. But Steve, tell the folks the science as the liberals work to eliminate CO2 and have classified it as a pollutant. Tell us why CO2 is so important.
Well, CO2 is necessary for plants to survive. And since we need plants and everything, we either eat plants or eat things that eat plants, CO2 is necessary for life. And without CO2, if CO2 levels were too low, there would be no life on Earth. That's just a fact. Now, what liberals and environmental extremists have done is they've tried to demonize CO2, saying that, well, there's more CO2 there is in the atmosphere, you know, that's going to heat up the Earth to some, you know, unlivable state, which is simply not true. It's not backed up by any science whatsoever. We know that, you know, CO2 is a greenhouse gas, and it can trap a little bit of heat for a little bit longer period of time. But so far, it doesn't seem to be, you know, doing anything catastrophic. No one can imagine it doing anything catastrophic other than an environmentalist in their wildest fantasies. And so the Obama administration turned those fantasies into essentially federal law.
Yeah, and if greenhouse gases are the culprit, which they say that CO2 is the culprit, if greenhouse gases are the culprit, it bears pointing out that 96% of the predominant greenhouse gas is something called water vapor, and 96% of the greenhouse gases is water vapor. Have the liberals articulated a plan to rid the planet of water vapor?
No, of course not, because all they want to do is scare people with their carbon dioxide hypothesis and seize political and economic control, which is what the Obama administration was well on its way to doing. I mean, completely brought the coal industry down.
Yeah, that's true. Steve Malloy, our guest right now, author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. I mentioned as we were getting you back on, the Environmental Protection Agency polluted an entire river, turned it orange with a lot of heavy metals out there. I think it was Colorado, if memory serves.
Right, the Brazos River, right.
Yeah, and so here, my question is when government screws up, our bad, sorry, nobody gets fired because the unions still need to collect their union dues. Nobody, but if that was done by a company, that company would most likely no longer be in business or face hefty fines. How do we go about fixing this double standard where government gets to screw up all at once, but somehow drop the hammer on real or perceived violations by companies?
Right. Well, I think someone just needs to get a grip on the EPA and realize that it's the most toxic federal agency there is. It's the most dangerous, much more than the IRS in terms of killing our economy. I mean, the EPA has been used by President Obama and the environmentalists for a very long time to slowly strangle our economy, and President Trump wants to take the EPA's boot off our economic throat.
Well, that would be a relief, because this country actually does need it. With 2016 ending with 1.6 GDP growth, we need an economic boost. Steve Malloy, everybody, author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. He's also the founder of JunkScience.com. Sir, appreciate you carving out time here for the Salcedo Show.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Sorry. Bye-bye.
All right, you bet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.